You're listening to the Texas Standard.
On Monday, the Democratic campaign arm for the U.S. House announced they'll be investing money and resources into trying to flip several Republican Texas congressional districts to blue. Many of these districts encompass the state's rapidly growing commuter cities. Though 2020 is still too far off to say much of certainty when it comes to politics, it's all but guaranteed there will be a partisan war for Texas's suburbs. The Standard's Jill Ament reports on why some of these Republican bellwethers show signs of becoming less red.
At a coffee shop in downtown Round Rock, Texas, freshman State House Representative James Tallarico is hosting his first meet and greet with constituents since the midterm.
We were talking about constitutional amendments and marijuana policy, and we had a member of a local mosque here talking about the issues in the Muslim American community.
Though not the youngest lawmaker to serve in its history, at 29 years old, Tallarico is currently the youngest member of the Texas legislature. But what may be more notable is Tallarico's a Democrat who was elected in Ruby Red, Williamson County.
As Austin grows, there are a lot of new folks moving into this area, and that changes the demographics, the economics. It also changes the politics.
Williamson County has reliably and overwhelmingly voted Republican in most state and federal races for at least two decades. It's been touted as a conservative bastion compared to its Democratic neighbor, Travis County. Communities in Williamson County used to be pretty small. Fast forward to today, census data shows that the county's population has grown by 30% since 2010. And in recent years, that growth seems to be happening more rapidly, according to the Texas State Demographer's Office. Williamson County added almost 20,000 residents between 2016 and 2017. The area's population boom can be attributed to more people moving to the Austin area and Texas as a whole for, well, jobs. Cities that fall in Representative Tallarico's district are now full-fledged suburbs of Austin. And Victoria De Francesco Soto with the LBJ School of Public Affairs says that suburban growth likely played a key part in Tallarico's victory.
We know from some post-election analyses that the flipping of seats to the Democratic Party, both here in Texas and across the country, was happening in these more densely populated suburban districts.
Williamson County is one of a handful of reliably red counties near urban cores like Dallas, Houston, and San Antonio that saw Republican congressional and state house seats flip to Democrat. These counties also went for Democratic Texas Senate candidate Beto O'Rourke. While O'Rourke ultimately lost the Texas Senate race to Republican incumbent Ted Cruz, some political observers have credited the, quote, Beto effect for flipping these other seats. But De Francesco Soto says she thinks a couple of demographic factors also played a role.
We know that a growing number of minorities, particularly African-American and Latino individuals, are moving out to the suburbs, many times in search of just more house or, you know, more land for the price. You have more minority voters who tend to vote more Democratic.
De Francesco Soto says she also thinks suburban women turned out for Democratic candidates.
When you really get female voters, especially those in the suburbs, you know, that we used to refer to them as soccer moms, riled up, they can have a very potent force.
Some of the top issues for suburban voters include education and more funding for services for children, people with disabilities, and seniors. These are talking points De Francesco Soto says Texas Republicans lacked in their campaign platforms.
The Republican Party over the last couple of cycles has really swung to one extreme in terms of its rhetoric in socialist issues such as women's health care, reproductive rights, immigration, and that does take a toll.
What also stands out is how close other Democratic contenders in these suburban districts got to unseating longtime Republican incumbents. De Francesco Soto says she thinks the race for Republican U.S. Congressman John Carter's seat, which includes Williamson County, is one of the best examples. In 2016, Carter beat his Democratic opponent by nearly 20 percentage points. In 2018, Democrat M.J. Hager lost to Carter by only 3 percentage points.
And for folks outside of Texas, they may not recognize that's a win. That the fact that she came so close, I don't even know if Carter runs again.
At the beginning of the week, the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee announced it would be launching an aggressive effort to flip red districts across the country to blue in 2020. Six Texas congressional districts, including Carter's, are on that list. The DCCC says many of these districts have large, diverse suburban populations that are experiencing rapid growth.
All of these districts were closer than expected, and it had a lot to do with the Beto factor. It had a lot to do with straight party voting. It also had something to do with the long-term trends here in Texas politically.
That's Brendan Steinhauser. He's an Austin-based Republican strategist. Steinhauser worked on Congressman Michael McCaul's campaign. McCaul's seat is also being targeted by the DCCC. In 2016, McCaul handedly won his district by 19 percentage points. In 2018, he won by only 4. Steinhauser says looking ahead, his party needs to be taking these close margins seriously because the battlegrounds of the future will be Texas's suburban and urban areas.
I think the demographic trends will continue. The enthusiasm on the left will not abate. And I think that Republicans are going to have an uphill battle and have to fight for every last vote in 2020 and especially in the next election after that.
But if Donald Trump remains at the top of the ticket in 2020,
I think that he will be the elephant in the room. And I think trying to navigate the Trump factor will be a big part of how we approach 2020.
As for Democrats in Texas heading into 2020 and beyond, Steinhauser says he expects the party, statewide and nationally, to pour more resources into building a stronger presence in the Lone Star State. Reporting in Austin, I'm Jill Ament for the Texas Standard.